With an update from WindsorNewsToday.ca, I'm Mark Brown. Parts of Leamington have been added to a boil water advisory affecting Wheatley and Tilbury. Chatham-Kent and Windsor-Essex health officials have cited a loss of pressure in the distribution system as the reason for the advisory. Water should be boiled for at least 1 minute before use. Leamington residents can check the link to the map at WindsorNewsToday.ca. Two teachers are among the four arrested last week by Windsor police in an underage prostitution sting. One is a 46-year-old from Essex, who is listed as a teacher at Essex District High School. The public board says it can't comment on employment status. The other is a 61-year-old earth sciences professor at the University of Windsor. The school says he's been placed on leave. Chatham-Kent police are looking for a suspect wanted in multiple break-and-enters. Surveillance camera photos have been released of the person. They're up at WindsorNewsToday.ca. If you recognize the person or have information, call CK Police or Crime Stoppers. Windsor City Council spent much of Monday debating an announced seven-point plan to make downtown safer and more vibrant. 34 delegates had a chance to speak their pieces starting Monday morning. All of them were in favor of the Strength of the Core initiative. It will provide business incentives, allow for boosted safety, and hire an economic development lead. A group calling for the liberation of Palestine continues an encampment at the University of Windsor. The Palestinian Solidarity Group shifted its liberation zone outside of Dillon Hall into an encampment over the weekend. Tents are now set up in the area. Demands toward U of W include divesting from companies doing business with the Israeli military. Ontario will be getting just over $200 million in funding to expand childcare. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau was in St. Thomas Monday to provide details on the province's share of a $625 million federal package. Trudeau says the money will create 86,000 new childcare spaces in Ontario by 2026. Evacuations continue in Western Canada as wildfires blaze. Global News reports that Fort Nelson, BC and Fort Nelson First Nation are under an evacuation order. A report over the weekend, though, said the Parker Lake wildfire spread has slowed down due to calmer winds and cooler temperatures. Experts say wildfire season is more active than usual this time of year. A Tecumseh man is a step closer to winning a $1 million lottery prize. Keith Ford works for an OLG dealer, and with the win over $10,000, is subject to enhanced review and validation. The win must be published for 30 days before Ford can collect his prize to ensure no one else claims the ticket. He didn't buy it at his place of employment, but at the Zayers on Manning Road in Tecumseh. In sports, the Tigers welcome the Marlins to Comerica Park Monday night while the Blue Jays head to Camden Yards to face the Orioles. Toronto could pull off a sweep of Minnesota in Game 3 of the Women's Pro Hockey Semifinals. In the Stanley Cup playoffs, the Rangers can advance Monday night with a Game 5 win at the Garden over Carolina. Colorado hopes to even things with Dallas at home in Game 4. In the NBA, the Cavs entertain the Celtics in Game 4 of the Eastern Semifinals. The Mavericks take on the Thunder in Game 4 of the Western Semifinals. Monday night's weather, a few clouds with a passing shower possible, low 13, some sun and a cooler 20 Tuesday, mostly cloudy and 9 Tuesday night. I'm Mark Brown. For more on these and other stories, go to WindsorNewsToday.ca.